dinner?
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you to continue to minister Christopher Walker and her family, Lord, to death is her bed. God, be with our judge today and commissioners, Lord, as they guide our county and let things work out for our good and your glory. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Just memory. Thanks everyone for coming out this morning. We will go ahead and get started with item number one, which is to open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agendas for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. And unless it's a court agenda item, we cannot answer back to it unless it's just a factual statement about whatever it is brought up. So we have anyone from the audience at this time? Anyone? Commissioner?
I'm good too. We got a long enough agenda today.
That's good. I am as well. So we will go ahead and move on and to number two, and that is acknowledge and sign a proclamation to honor and thank our local emergency management team for their behind the scenes dedication and compassion as part of Emergency Management Appreciation Month. Put that on here. So we have Leon George, who is our deputy EMC. Which it's oddly enough that they do the emergency management week on the same time they schedule all the schools for all of our emergency management people to be at school. And I think Leon's the only one that's available today, so we would like to recognize them. I mean, as everybody knows, that during times of disaster, these guys are brought in, guys and ladies, and it is 24/7 for the period of time that we're going through disasters, which we seem to certainly have more than our share of. And we're very fortunate to have a great team of emergency management people that works within Orange County, and to make sure that when we have disasters, that we can make it through it and we can get our citizens through it as well, and try to do the best we can to recover. So, that being said, I will read the proclamation for that. And it says National Emergency Management Awareness Month, August 2025, whereas emergencies and disasters can occur unexpectedly, posing significant threats to life, property, and the environment. Whereas emergency management teams, community leaders, state governments, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency dedicate countless hours to developing preparedness, response, recovery, and mitigation programs to protect the lives and property of all persons living in the United States and U.S. territories. Whereas the mission areas of prevention, protection, mitigation, response, and recovery align with the core capabilities identified in the National Preparedness Goal, and whereas the Orange County Emergency Management Team serves the county by responding to countless emergencies and disasters each year, demonstrating commitment, compassion, and professionalism in protecting our community, and whereas the efforts of the Orange County Emergency Management Team have helped thousands of community members across Orange County recover, rebuild, and become more resilient in the face of adversity. Now, therefore, I, John Gauthier, with the support of Orange County Commissioners Court, do hereby proclaim the month of August 2025 as National Emergency Management Awareness Month in Orange County, and call upon all Orange County citizens, community agencies, faith groups, and businesses to express their sincere appreciation for emergency managers in every sector who work diligently to prepare, protect, and serve our cities, counties, states, tribes, territories, regions, and organizations against all hazards and risk. I will take a motion to accept that in.
So moved.
And so I have a motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion on that? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Can't imagine anybody being opposed to that. But again, Leon, I don't know if you want to say anything, but like I said, I know that Joel said that you had all the words and all the wisdom.
I really don't.
And that's why he said in the back of the room. Nobody's seen you.
You'll have to step up to the podium.
Yeah, you gotta step up here.
State your name and address.
But on behalf of emergency management, we do want to thank
thank y'all for the support we get from y'all for our department. And everybody just want to say thank you for this. And well, the citizens.
Appreciate that, Leon. Thank y'all.
Thank you for the work.
Yeah, like I said, it is. We have all, and the folks that are not here, spent more hours in the middle of the nights and weekends and weather systems together than we would like to talk about. We've spent a lot of time, but much needed and much appreciated for all of what y'all do. And thank you. And spread that to the rest of the team as well. Yeah, we're going to get you to take a picture so you can prove, you know, your boss, you were here too.
Means you got a hall pass to come out.
You know, it's one of those, y'all are one of those groups that I'm truly glad we have you, but I would certainly like to not have to use you. At all. That would be great. All right, well, come in and take a picture with all the deal. We can get that done. I think it's a good idea. Yeah, I'm going to pull my little stick before Charlotte gets mad at me.
I didn't bring my phone.
Lori's got you covered, I can tell.
Oh, okay.
As far as this needs to
be.
Don't jinx it. We just use the H word around here.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to let you do that.
I already worked out. Yeah, that's just the whole thing.
Thank you.
All right. Again, thank you, sir. All right. Item number 3. Acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for July 29th, 2025. You are up.
Schedule of bills by fund and department for approval July 29, 2025 from the general fund $26,320.86, from Roden Bridge $304.77, consolidated funds adult probation $4,739.95, Airport $156.42 for a grand total of $31,122 even.
Right, thank you. Right, motion to accept that. Motion by 2.
Second.
Second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Right, we'll give Commissioner Trahan a second to get back here before we move to the next one. He went to go get his computer. There he is. Discussion and possible action regarding payment of August 5th, 2025 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. $21,652.83 from the general fund 001-111-54235 to UTMB for contract payment due August 2025. B, $13,716 from the general fund 001-101-52345. The Texas Association of Counties Risk Management Pool for Excess Workers' Compensation audited contribution for 2024. C, $64,478.80 from the General Fund 001-740-57590 to Silsby Ford for a 2023 Ford Explorer for the Orange County Sheriff's Office. That's Unit 719. I'm not going to read the serial numbers off all that. It's all listed. D, $4,725 from the Special Grants Fund 081-927-53000 to Architects, Inc. for A&E fee for public health building and the construction and administration phase. And then E, $226,526.95 from the Special Grants Fund 081-927-53003 from Dennis Construction, Inc. for PODs. Pay apps number 6 and number 7, and anything added as well as Melania?
Schedule of bills for by Finance Department for approval, August 5th, 2025, from General Fund, $345,980.17, from Road and Bridge, $49,284.56, from Mosquito Control, $83.59, from Adult Probation, $5,294.60, from Airport, $652.09, Consolidated Accounts, $286,755.50, from Rental of $688,060.51. Thank you.
Say that total one more time, I'm sorry. 688.
$688,060.51.
Thank you. Motion to approve. Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I think I'm going to ask Penny to let Ms. Milani come read these every time. It sounds so different.
It's I'm going to keep moving. Number five, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for the convention and expo from 074-7915-9999, other of $750, to 074-791-52150, janitorial supplies of $750, purpose to provide funds for the janitorial supplies for the remainder of the year. Anything you want to add to that, Anisha? That's pretty self-explanatory.
Yes, sir.
Motion by four.
Second.
Number two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number six, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for Road and Bridge from 001-111-53830 of contingency of $500,000 to 002-573-52500 road materials of $350,000 and 002-573-57550 of repairs, rental, construction, etc. of $150,000. Purpose to cover the cost, road materials, rentals, and repairs for the remainder of the fiscal year. I'll kind of just explain on that a little bit. Tracy, if you want to add anything to that, but we had put into contingency last year a lot larger amount so that, in fact, if we did get to a point to where we could do more roads and complete more roads, that we would have the funding to cover that. We have done that. Thank you to the Road and Bridge crews for getting, I don't know exactly what the number is, but it's more miles than we've ever done.
It's going to be 18.
Okay, so
we're at 18 now?
We
had completed 18 miles, or, you know, that's well above our normal, but to do well above our normal takes money. So, so we have put that aside to do that if we got to that point, so that's why we're moving this money so they can continue to work on roads and in the building of roads. So, anyway, motion by three.
Second
by everybody else. I'm going to put it down as four. We heard it first, but great job for you guys. Thank y'all for that, and that we're able to move forward with that and can keep that funded. So, motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number seven, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for the Sheriff's Office from 001-740-5110, regular salaries of $133,000 to go to 001-740-5120, overtime salaries of $120,000, and 001-740-5130, scheduled overtime of $13,000. Purpose to move funds to cover the remainder of the budget year from, as well, 001-740-52300, fuel, oil, gas, and grease of $10,000, to 001-740-52251, bulletproof vest of $5,000, and 001-740-59999, other of $5,000, purpose to new funds to cover the remainder of the budget year. Anything else you want to explain on that, Sheriff?
I think that just about covers
it. Pretty much got it covered. All righty.
Second.
Motion by four, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Number eight, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for the Orange County Jail from 001-743-54421, board prisoners of $5,000, to 001-743-52150, janitorial supplies of $5,000, purpose to move funds to cover the remainder of the budget year. Again, kind of self-explanatory. But I always like to let, you know, the sheriff have an opportunity to talk if he so chooses.
Yeah, Hey, well, I appreciate y'all very much, and I appreciate the work that y'all do. I just wanted to say that for the record.
There you go.
There's no stones getting thrown this way, so.
How much joyful people are during the budget session?
Budget time.
Yeah. Awful friendly. Motion by Terry, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Sheriff, do appreciate you getting some TV time last night, and where we didn't have to watch Chuck and Colton all the time on the news.
Yeah, we're trying to bump
good
that.
You look good on TV.
Anytime you see less than Chuck, it's a good day.
Item number nine, discussion if possible action regarding a line item transfer for the county auditor from 001-111-540-914. Appointed attorney, 163rd Gulf Court, $7,500, 001-111-540-92. Court appointed attorney, the 260th Court, $7,500, and 001-111-510 Group Health Life and Dental, $50,000. Go to 001-111-540-93. Court appointed attorney for the County Court of Law, $15,000, and 001-111-510 termination pay of $50,000. Purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year. Anyone add to that? Will Penny's not here to add to that. Do you know Melania?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Any idea why the Warren moved so much to a termination pay?
I didn't realize we'd let anybody go.
Termination pay doesn't mean that they've left, just means we've paid out, retired.
Moved on for some reason.
Termination may be a little bit harsh if you're retiring, but it's what it's classified under right now. Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 10, discussion and possible action regarding the submission of the 2025 certified property tax values from the chief appraiser and the rolling stock from the state controller, as required under Property Tax Code 26.04. Ms. Octavia, you are up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so for the 2025 certified property tax values, just backstory, you know, I get them by July 25th per the code. So for Orange County, our total taxable value for 2025, and this is with after adjustments and all, is $8,095,439,309. Compared to 2024, it is up by 2%. Last year was $7.8 billion. Our rolling stock for the year, which rolling stock is the miles of train track we have in Orange County, is 20,567,712. And that's up just a half of a percentage compared to last year, which was a 20,464,669. The $8 billion amount that I did quote does include that rolling stock as well, so that's all in there. Farm to market, our taxable value for farm to market after adjustments is $9,211,607,957, and that is up from the year before as well.
Excellent.
Any questions?
Motion by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Like it when those numbers go up.
Yes.
Item number 11, discussion and possible action regarding the certification by the tax assessor collector of the 2025 anticipated collection rate for debt services required by Property Tax Code 26.04. Octavia, you in.
So every year I have to calculate an anticipated collection rate. This is just an estimate, and so our estimated collection for Orange County for the coming tax year is going to be 99.32%. And that's just an average from the last 3 years that I grabbed from that. And that's it on that one.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
So moved.
Second by four. Any further discussion?
Octavia, on this year's collections, we had that one account that was pretty substantially past due. How's that working?
Yes, sir. So we, after reaching out to them, they have come up with a payment plan, and they were expecting a large payment this month of $2 million, and then the remainder next month, and then we'll be back on for them. So they are paying the...
At that point, our rate will be pretty comparable.
Yes, it will be average to what we normally get every year. Yes. Yeah. But yeah, after some talking and all that. Some talks.
Negotiation.
Yeah. They have committed. We've gotten $2 million so far. They'll get another $2 million this month, and then, like I said, the remainder, which is probably going to be another $7 million next month.
So. Thank you. Thank you. Good work on that. I know that was...
That's a lot. Yeah, definitely.
Maybe a letter or two.
Yeah.
Nice but firm, is that the term? All right, the motion by T, second for any further discussion. If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 12, discussion and possible action regarding the submission of the 2025 no new revenue rates as required under property tax code 26.04. Octavia, you are still up.
Yes, I got a lot today. Yes. Okay, so after calculating, I am still calculating for everyone else, but for Orange County, I have our 2025 no new revenue tax rate at 0.492847. So no new revenue basically is we're taking apples for apples, so the same property we had last year compared to this year, would we collect the same revenue? And it's 0.49, like I said, 2847. It's 0.492847. And I'm sorry, still me. Sorry,
yes.
I blanked out there. Sorry, I was. And so our 2025 voter approval rate for this year is going to be 0.505245. So our voter approval rate is by several different things that I have to factor in, and so that is the rate that we can go to without having to hold an automatic election, and so that will be our rate for this year.
And that is, those two are substantially closer. A lot of it is due to but also the sales tax that we increased this year.
Yes, the sales tax takes a huge cut on that.
And I say because the idea of sales tax is to help reduce property tax values.
Correct.
And that's exactly what you're seeing here.
Yes.
Is that reduction in that to being closer to the known revenue rate.
Right.
Because of the benefit of the sales tax rate.
Yes. And part of my my calculation is I do have to take into consideration the last four quarters of sales tax revenue. We had $12 million. Which is not our average is about $8 million. So that $4 million extra that we did collect for this last four quarters did help reduce our property tax rate. But like I said, well, next year when I recalculate, we take into consideration those four quarters. So,
yeah. And that is, but again, that just goes. That just shows another one of the positive things when you have growth in your area.
Yes, sir.
It does what it's supposed to do, and it drives that down.
Correct. Yes.
That's excellent. Thank you.
Okay.
Do I have a motion for that? Motion by two.
Second.
Second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 13, discussion and possible action to approve and sign the Texas DMV road and bridge fee. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Octavia, it is you still.
Yes. And so this is an annual thing that we have to get signed off by the court. Part of your registration includes this fee for a road and bridge fee, the fee that stays local, and a maximum allowance is $10, and we've been at $10. So I'm just asking the court to sign off on that as well.
So that's what we're voting on, is that we have a option A, which is the no change in the current rates that we have.
Correct.
We do have an option B, commissioners, if we want to change those fees. In the past, we have stayed with the fees that we currently have. Just so everybody knows that we do have an option there if you so chose to make it different.
Yes, and there's also a child safety fee that we can vote on, and that revenue is can be used for different things, but it's $1.50.
Or up to $1.
Up to $1.50, yes. Cannot exceed $1.50.
All right, so I just need to, in your motion that we're going to vote, if you make the motion that we stay, it has to say option A. If you want to make changes, then we have to say option B, and then we have to make those changes. Motion by three to stay with option A.
Can you explain option A? I apologize.
Okay, so option A is so with the current fees that we have that we're charging currently right now, option A is that we stay at those current fees.
Okay.
Which is the $10, yes.
Which is the $10, yeah. And then I think the child safety fee that we currently have is 25 cents.
You know what? Yeah, I believe so. I'm not a. Don't get me to slammer at this one.
We don't have anything on
the. We have nothing changed, yes.
We're
staying, yeah.
Our
registration fees will not increase in the coming year, yes.
All right, so I have a motion by three. I have a second by two. Was it four already? I think four already. Okay. Yeah, sorry. And if no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 14, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of a resolution to authorize the Orange County Sheriff's Office to apply for the SRA Community Assistance Program Grant 2025. This is a grant to provide critical funding for the upgrade and repairs to safe boat and high water rescue vehicles. Possible action include naming the authorized official as Chief Richard Howard and authorizing the county judge and judge pro tem to sign the same. Chief Howard or Sheriff, you want to give any further?
Yes, there is. It's a $30,000 grant that we're applying for with the SRA to cover the expenses to repair both the 1078 that are down and plus the safe boat to make some upgrades for lighting and also make the repairs that we need for the engines as well.
Okay.
So moved.
Motion by four. Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Chief, what? Before we move on, what's the two high water rescue vehicles you said they're down now?
We have some problems with one. It can only go probably about 25 miles an hour, and because of it has an emission or not emission problem, but a take-in problem. The other one has the oil filter housing is cracked, so we're losing oil. We can use it, but still we need that part of it fixed.
Coming into hurricane season, is that something we need to look at?
Well, yeah, we're definitely looking at it.
Father applying for the grant.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, how long is it going to take to get the grant? How long will we know if we can get
it? It's an SRA grant. It's pretty. It ain't like a federal government grant. It's a local deal. It goes fast.
Yeah, well, we should be able to get it pretty quick.
Item 15, discussion and possible action, review and receive an act upon project as presented by the Maintenance Department. I don't think Mr. Gidry is here today. I think, I know he did, but hopefully, I think we're going to have an elevator before long. And they're over there trying to get that installed and in place with the contractors and stuff now. So I think that right now he's better served being over there getting that done.
Include that in our healthy killing.
Healthy County, yeah, because that was up and down steps and all that kind of stuff. So we will.
Are you getting a new one?
Well, it's not a complete new elevator, but it's all the RAM and the system underneath of it.
Mostly new elevator.
Yeah, mostly new. But yeah, the RAM and everything below that went out several months ago, we finally got the parts in. I mean, this thing was put in, I don't know, 1989, so it was an old RAM, so it was hard to find that same system, and it took them a while to get it, but they're over there installing today.
I think it was 1985 it was put in.
Yeah, so they're actually, they started yesterday, and hopefully we'll get it completed and back up operational. I know everybody will be happy about that, including me. So, anyway, so we will no action that item since Kirk is not here to discuss it. Item number 16, discussion and possible action to receive and act upon projects as presented by the Road and Bridge Department. Tracy, you are up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, before I start, I'd like to introduce Superintendent. We hired Kelly McLarty. Just put a face with his name. He's been with me for about a week, and we're getting him engaged more and more as we go along.
He think it says that he was a promotion from within, right?
Yes, sir.
He's moving up into the system.
Yes,
so
sir.
Excellent. Good to have you.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Our work orders for June are going to be July. Precinct 1, we had 17 open work orders right now. We've completed 7, which total of 24. Precinct 2, we have opened 13 work orders, completed 35 for a total of 48. Precinct 3, open is 23, complete 32, total of 55. Precinct 4, open work orders 12, completed 35, total of 47. Culvert fees collected were $10,625. Bridge openings was 21, and it's still open. It's been open for a while. It ain't closed yet. Right, they're right, working on it right now, trying to chase down electrical problems.
Well, the record, we just still need to find a way to turn that back to textile.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. There's so many limit safety switches on that bridge, and I think the power outages are maybe lightning, or that's what we're thinking. You know, if one switch goes out for this, nothing else works for the bridge until you get the safety switches.
I just think the financial piece
is going to be more than we can bear down the road. It is. Collection stations for citizens, total participants was 1,030. Total waste bill was $21,111. Collection receipts were $12,941. Recycle receipts, $2,733.14. And that's about all I got.
Questions?
18, yes, sir,
so
by October.
I'm glad
you
see the building
crew
out of 4-1.
I rode through there the other day. I actually saw them in your area.
Yeah, they had to come here. That was great.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Anybody have any questions or thoughts or concerns around that?
Lots of concerns, but none that need to be vocalized.
All right. And we will know no action necessary on that then at this time. Thank you, sir. Item number 17, discussion and possible action regarding the approval and signature of the order of a special election to be held on Tuesday, November 4th, 2025, the constitutional amendment election. Ms. Donna, you are up.
Okay. Excuse me. So I'm presenting the order for the constitutional amendment election will be held on November the 4th, 2025. Asking the court to sign off on ordering the election.
Mm-hmm. I just need a motion for it. Motion by 3. Second. No, motion by 2. Second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That one. Between you and Octavia, I think you are the majority of the agenda today. You are a big part of it.
It's a lot.
And possible action regarding the approval and signature of the order of special election to be held on Tuesday, November 4th, 2025, which is the creation of the Orange County Emergency Services District Number 5. Adana, I can take that if you want me to.
Yes, sir. That's fine.
All right. So there was supposed to be an election for the Emergency Services District to be held. We were going to set the dates for that. We had the public hearing this morning. In doing so last week, the group that was trying to put that together discovered that there was a discrepancy in their mapping that they had petitioned, and it had some overlay into an area that they couldn't take in. So that election is not going to take place. But since we already had it on the agenda and stuff, we still had to go through with the process. So at this time, it would be just a no action item Is that correct, Ms. Denise?
Yes.
There should be no action on that particular item and won't be on the ballot.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
All right. Excellent. So then we'll go to number 19, which is the discussion and possible action regarding the approval of early voting locations, dates, and times for Tuesday, November 4th, 2025, the constitutional amendment election and creation of the Orange County Emergency District as follows. The only change to that will be the creation of the Orange County Emergency Service District will not be on the ballot at those locations at that time.
That's correct.
The constitutional amendment will be. So if you just want to...
I thought the voting location for the Marysville Community Center was going to be the pod now.
Are we going to have that completion? I know we looked at it the other day. Everything's good.
We talked about it, and then you were talking...
Well, the judge and I met out there, and we thought that...
Oh, okay.
...direction that we were going to go on that after you and I met.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be the better way to go because they've got some other stuff over scheduled at the same time they could move, but since our pod's going to be ready...
No one told me.
So do we need to... I mean, can we make that change here on
this? You can announce it, make sure it's in the minutes, and make sure it's published properly.
Yeah, okay, so we'll just republish that or publish that with that, but I think we ought to make that, since the pod is ready and available... We were just waiting on the last couple of details, and I think we're done. So we looked at it last week to make sure.
Okay.
So if we're going to do that, so we would stay with the Orange Public Library, the Raymond Gould Center, Orange County Airport, and the Orange County Pod Number 2 in Marysville.
And the minutes needs to contain the address.
Okay.
Do you have the address?
That would be a Kirk Guidry or Joe Lardwine. Leon, can you get us the address of that?
Can you get us that address real quick?
So I don't need to do an amended... Well, I haven't, but the order that they're signing and a notice...
A corrected order.
Okay.
So
yeah, we'll correct the minutes to show the new location, and then we'll just correct the order, actually, that I signed.
The order and the notice.
So in the motion, it'll have to say upon correction of the address, right? Before I sign it, what I'm saying.
Well, just don't sign one until it has the right address.
Just what I'm saying. Yeah. No, I just won't sign this one.
Yeah, don't sign that one. Can you get him a new one today?
Yes, I can do that today.
Okay. And then just make sure whatever you publish has the corrected address.
Sure will.
Get that address.
I think it's what Leon stepped out to me.
Right. So what we'll do, we'll just take a...
We'll skip that one.
We'll skip it. We'll come back to it while he's getting that address. We'll go to number 20, and then we'll come back to number 19. So number 20 is discussion and possible action regarding approval and signature of the notice of election for Tuesday, November 4th, 2025, the constitutional amendment election, which is item number 20.
Okay, so this is the notice for election stating we're doing countywide voting. It lists the 20 locations where anyone can go to any one of the locations. Again, it lists the early voting locations and the notice as well. So I will submit a new notice to you today for signature from the county judge.
Okay.
And when you say citizens can go to any one of those locations to vote, that is only on early voting, right?
Early voting and election day.
Yeah, on this one it is.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I was thinking.
Yeah, the March one is separate from this. Okay.
Did you get your address? They're going to send it to me. They're in class lit. I just got one of my classes.
So we're still going to wait on that. So we're going to wait on 19 and 20. All we have to come back and do is make the motion once we have the correct address on both 19 and 20. But we can go to 21, wait and read it, because it's the same thing as the election deal was. So do you have that?
Yes. So is it going to be precinct 2, correct?
Yes, sir. Precinct 2.
It's going to be 5320 Amel Lane, A-M-E-L Lane. Orange, Texas, 77632.
Somebody just saw Orange Inn again.
Yeah, that's our nail.
Oh, I was like, going.
It says A-M-E-L.
It's misspelled it. That road's our nail.
Somebody saw the R and the N together.
Our nail, A-R-N-E-L.
Yeah.
A-R-N-E-L.
A-R-N-E-L?
Yes, ma'am. So just for the record, we'll go back to number 19.
Yeah.
And we will do a correction on the, we're going to change the Mauriceville Community Center to the Mauriceville Pod number 2 at 5320 Arnell Lane, Orange, Texas, 77632. That is as well for number 19, as well as number 20 on the correction of those as we do that. So if we motion now on number 19, then the address has been posted. So I have a motion for 19.
So moved.
Motion by 2.
Second.
Second by 1. Any further discussion?
Okay, so we will change it for number 17, number 19, and number 20.
Yes, the addresses. Motion by 2, second by 1. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And then as well on number 20, which is the same thing as for the Constitution Amendment, that address change will be effective as well for number 20. So now I'll take a motion for it. Motion by 2, second by 4. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Okay. Discussion and possible action regarding the approval and signature of the notice of election for Tuesday, November 4th, 2025, the creation of the Orange County Emergency Services District number 5. As well, that will be a no action item since that election will not be taking place. All right. Now we'll go to item number 22. Discussion and possible action regarding the approval and signature of the order of appointment for county election judges and alternate election judges for the two-year term, September 1st, 2025 to August 31st, 2027, TEC 32.009. Donna, you are still up.
Okay, so as per election code, every odd number year, we have to do the appointment for the election judges and alternate judges for a two-year term. So this is the new appointment for the judges and alternates for the 20 election day locations that the court would need to sign the order of appointment.
Okay. Right, motion by 3. Second by 4. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Item number 23, which is discussion and possible action regarding the approval and signature of the order of appointment for the early voting ballot board judge and alternate judge for the two-year term September 1st, 2025 to August 31st, 2027, TEC 87.002. Again, Ms.
Donna. Okay, so this is the order of appointment for the early voting ballot board. It's a representative from each party. That will be for the two-year term. Again, we do this every odd number year for a two-year appointment. And this order of appointment is to ask the court to sign off on the appointment.
Motion. 2. Second by 3. Further discussion? All in favor? Both. I think we're done.
Okay.
And you'll get those corrections to me, and then I'll sign those.
Yes.
Thank you. Item number 24, discussion and possible action regarding awarding construction services contracts for the county's DR Imelda two-lane project 24-067-030. E219 under RFP 25007, contingent upon the issuance of the authority to use grant funds. Possible action by the court may include approval for the Orange County Judge or Judge Pro Tem to sign the same. I think Michelle is not here today, but it's just for us to be able to move forward with that grant and awarding construction services contract.
Two.
This is the one that's on Center Street.
Mm-hmm.
There's a company I've heard of. Look like they got the they have the whole bid.
Everyone makes a motion, we just need to name the company.
Saw an email from the... I make a motion. We award that to that project to Experts Underground.
So motion by two, second by three to award that contract to Experts Underground. Any further discussion?
This company had actually performed some of the work for TCON on Tulane.
I appreciate Keystone putting those bid tabs together the way they do. It makes it a lot easier.
A whole lot easier. No further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And number 25, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Code 551.071 to discuss with the assistant county attorney matters regarding pending or threatened litigation, as well as to seek or receive information and advice from assistant county attorney on legal matters that are not related to litigation or settlement of litigation, but are matters in which the duty of attorney to the court otherwise conflicts with Chapter 551. Multiple discrete matters will be discussed. Ms. Grimion, who do you need? And
this is going to be just the court, myself, and Tracy without recording.
Okay. So we adjourn it. The window is closed at 10:46. We're going to return to open meeting at 11:07 to have any discussion necessary.
I recommend no action at this time.
All right.
You know, standing motion.
All right. Now, number 27 is discussion and possible action regarding adjourning commissioners' court meeting. And motion by three, a second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
See y'all.
We are adjourned at 11:07.